This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning ended for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections this evening. Top leaders of various political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha polls. Assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha and by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh will also be held on the same day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that S&P Global Ratings' revision of its outlook on India from stable to positive is a welcome development. In a social media post, she said, "This reflects India's solid growth performance and a promising economic outlook for the coming years." The Finance Minister attributed this development to the series of macroeconomic reforms undertaken since 2014, along with substantial outlay for CAPEX, fiscal discipline and decisive and visionary leadership. She further added that India is well on track to become the third largest economy. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 16 passengers died and 50 others were injured after a bus carrying pilgrims rolled down into a deep gorge in the Tungi Mod area of Akhnoor subdivision in Jammu district this afternoon. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the injured have been shifted to sub-district hospital Akhnoor, from where the critically injured were referred to Government Medical College Hospital, Jammu. The identities of the deceased and injured are being ascertained. The bus was on its way from Jammu to Shivkhodi Cave in Riyasi district and was carrying pilgrims mostly from Uttar Pradesh. More details are awaited. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi has extended the judicial custody of former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia till the 6th of July in connection with Delhi liquor policy scam. The Aam Aadmi Party's leader is also on remand in the money laundering case related to the scam. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister and AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal today moved the court, seeking a regular bail in the excise money laundering case. In a remarkable achievement, IIT Madras's startup Agnikul Cosmos has launched the world's first rocket with a single-piece, three-dimensional, 3D-printed engine. The rocket, Agnibaan Sorted Suborbital Technological Demonstrator, is also India's first semi-cryogenic engine-powered rocket launch that was completely designed and manufactured indigenously. It was also launched from India's first privately developed launch pad called Dhanush, established by Agnikul at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh this morning. Their test flight aims to demonstrate the in-house and homegrown technologies, gather crucial flight data and ensure the optimal functioning of systems for Agnikul's orbital launch vehicle, the Agnibaan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable feat of IIT Madras startup. In a social media post, he said, "The successful launch of Agnibaan rocket is a momentous occasion for India's space sector and a testament to the remarkable ingenuity of our Yuva Shakti." The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has said the southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala and advanced into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said conditions are favourable for the onset of monsoon in remaining parts of South India, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, in the next 2 to 3 days. On the heat wave, IMD informed that intensity of heat wave conditions is likely to reduce from today. Dr. Mohapatra said due to the approaching southwesterly winds, rain and thundershower is expected over northwest India. In boxing, India's Sachin Sehwag has entered the quarterfinals of the World Qualification Tournament in Bangkok, Thailand. He defeated Batuhan Çiftçi of Turkey with a unanimous 5-0 victory in the 57-kilogram category. He is just 2 wins away from booking a ticket to the upcoming Paris Olympics. In chess, Pragyananda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in a classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with white pieces in the third round of Norway Chess 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.